Amen.
It is good to be the church. It's good to be the church.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you came to worship Him.
Amen.
This is where we worship Him. We serve who believe in Him. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, did you come to worship? I hope everybody came to worship. I hope your role get blessed.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I just want to say to you, we don't act like we got 50. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all know you're going through, and you know, I want to just say right here, that's why I take most of the basketball games. You know, it's playoff season. In the NBA, those of you who watch basketball, and I just want to just get you in the frame of mind of where you are in Christ. This game, y'all, has been taped. Whether you know it or not. It don't look like you're winning right now. Strange about the games that I take, because I only watch the games that my team wins.
Amen, Pastor. Me too.
If my team loses, I don't watch that game. But when my team wins, I watch that game.
Amen.
And you know, while the game is going on, they may be down by 20 points. But I'm going to say, you know, don't worry about it, y'all will win.
Amen.
You know, and I'm not so anxious because I know my team is going to win. You know, and the other team looks like they're doing good. You know what I say to them? Y'all still lost.
That's right, Pastor.
We smile and say, we're going to win this thing. Matter of fact, the victory is all right to get won.
Give it to Him.
If I got a witness.
Amen.
Dear God, our Father, we stand before you, preachable moments. We ask now, God, that you would be a preaching as only you can. Nothing occurs unless you speak. Now speak through your preacher. Use, God, now these lips of clay. Teach them, God, what you would have them to say. You know, God, who is here today. For it's in the name of Jesus that we all pray. Say with me, amen.
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 Amen. You may take your seats. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. This is Youth Sunday, and we are continuing a series of somatic messages dealing with excellency through Christ. Somebody say excellency.
Excellency.
Excellency through Christ. Amen. And it is in a series that we have titled Doing the Best You Can. No, some of y'all got being. But we're gonna just change this book. It's the same thing. Doing the best you can where you are with what you have. Are y'all listening?
Amen.
Say it with me. Doing the best you can with what you have and where and with what and where you are. Amen. So I come to ask you the question, are you doing what you can? Are you doing the best you can where you are with what you got to do with? Come on, somebody. I must put this in context. Jesus has been preaching and teaching all day. He has been healing the disease that have come to him, and now word has spread about the magnificence of this man called Jesus. Now, multitudes of crowds are following him. Somebody say throngs. A crowd are following Jesus to get a glimpse of him, to be healed of him. Jesus is now tired because he was holy divine, but he was also holy human. And the Bible says that he retreated to the mountains with his disciples. The Bible says that they sat down. They sat down just to rest a while. They retreated from the crowd. But the Bible says that the crowd followed him. Jesus, looking up, looking at the crowd, knew that they had been there all day. And he, the Bible said, had compassion on them. Now, I'm so glad that Jesus, the Lord God, has compassion on us when nobody else cares about us. See, somebody say a question. Jesus asked a very important question. He said, where can we buy food for these people? Now, what you must need to know is God had just, through Christ, made his problem become their problem. First of all, I said, you got to make your problem.
Make your problem.
Become their problem.
Become their problem.
It was a problem to Jesus because he was the only one that had compassion on anybody. So what he had to do was put the ball in the backboard. He said, what are you going to feed these people? Now, it's no longer his problem, but it's all 12 disciples' problem. Come on, somebody.
Amen, Pastor.
You just missed that right there. If you want to get some help, you got to make your problem become their problem. Come on, somebody.
Amen, Pastor.
You're in an interview, Lord have mercy. You got to make your problem unemployment become his problem or her problem. I have to keep remembering that, but
amen.
Somebody got it. And the Bible says he had compassion on them. He looked up. So I'm just trying to put it in context. I got the text here. I'm just trying to put it in context and get to my text. He looked up, saw a problem. So I just want to say right here, don't think that God don't see your problem.
Amen.
Anybody got a problem in here?
Amen.
I said anybody got a problem.
Amen.
Don't think God ain't seen your problem. The Lord knows your problem, and he has specified your problem. The Bible says that he asked the question to test it. he's asking the question because he can't really give you some instruction.
That's right.
He knows your problem. He understands it very well. Let's not say, what is your problem?
What is your problem?
If you've got a problem, I come to let you know that God already knows about it. And get this, the Bible says he already knows what he's going to do.
That's right.
Even your problem is a reroute. Your problem has been taken, and I told you at the beginning of the service, we got the victory.
That's right, Pastor.
You don't act like you got the victory.
That's right, Pastor.
And the reason some of you ain't acting like you got the victory, because you ain't got the victory. Come on, somebody. You got to walk in expectation. Somebody came hungry. I can't give you nothing if you ain't hungry. He says, what? Are we looking at Hebrews 15? He knows nobody can't learn enough when you're on an empty stomach. It used to be, you know, women, you know, you wanted a man? What would you do for? What for? That is gone. Why is it gone? Because other women are giving something else. Oh, you ain't gonna be real. I got a real folk in here.
Nah,
you just ain't gonna wait till a man's father screw his tongue. Somebody say, help the Lord.
Help the Lord.
Oh, help the Lord. Help the Lord. I want to look at the two responses. There can only be two responses to any problem. First of all, the Bible says, this. Thank God I got my glasses. You would have been there last Sunday. The Bible says in verse 6, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. He already knows how he's going to fix your situation. But what he will do is, he'll let you deal with it. You want to see how you will handle it. You're going to handle it in one or two ways. You're going to handle it either fleshly or spiritually. Let's look at the fleshly response to a problem. Well, the Bible says, Philip answered him and said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, even if everybody takes just a little. So his fleshly response was to get out his calculator and start adding up. When you start looking at the problem and looking at your ability, that is handling it in a fleshly manner. God already knows. Now see right here, he already knows we're deficient. Let somebody say you're deficient. You don't have enough. You can't make enough. In our hands, our ability, our money, everything is sufficient. Is insufficient. What's the matter? You ain't got enough. The Lord already knows that we don't have enough of what we need. So his response was, we need to raise the money. I'm talking about somebody in church now. Your response to a financial problem is, you need to get more money. That's a fleshly response. That's why some of y'all are tired. I can't afford the tithe.
Can't afford that.
I can let you know you can't afford not to tithe.
Right, Cass.
And because you're not tired, that's why you got so little. See how you got quiet right there?
You pray.
That's why you ain't got money, because you don't give much.
That's right, Cass.
God is not mocked. He is also ready that you ought to know that whatsoever a man soweth, he's going to read. Why do you think he's going to get a lot when you don't give nothing?
You preach. Tell it.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm going to be the biggest giver here in that thing. You ain't going to beat me giving. You check the financial record. I'm going to be in the top five. Why? Because I'm going to, you know what? If I'm going to lead, I got to lead.
That's right. That's right, Pastor.
Christian might say, he's going to be a leader.
You
have to lead everywhere. How are you going to be a leader and lead the people, but you ain't giving squat?
Amen.
Every so often, I'll check the financial record. I want to ask you a question. You ain't got to answer it. If everybody knew what you gave in 2018, would you be embarrassed?
They should be.
Oh, you're going to get quiet. That's why a lot of people don't want the record to go out, because they don't want nobody to know they ain't doing what they say they do.
That's right, Pastor.
But what do we say? They ain't doing like they acting like they do. The people who usually make the most noise are the empty wagons. You think somebody raised hell in church? They ain't giving nothing. Shoot something down when they got nothing better to offer.
All right now.
You ain't got to say again. You're ought to say awesome. That's the fleshly response. That raise more money or have enough meat or have enough program. You know, we know how to have programs at church. My question to you is faith making a difference in this community? Are there people that are hungry being fed? Are there people that are naked being clothed? But we know how to have a program. We know how to meet. And let's not forget, we know how to eat. But you ought to say amen to that. You want to eat some Negroes? Put some food in it.
Amen.
You ain't got to say amen. They have come, got second service, y'all take a break, and don't come back. Let's not say, this ain't takeout service. You want to take off, you need to go to the McDonald's. This is not the McDonald's. That's the fleshly response. Let's say the fleshly response. Let's look at the spiritual response. This is how God wants you to respond to your problem. Let's go to the text. Bible says that we ask a question. He said, one of the disciples, one of them, whose name was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, now there's a boy here. Before he did, I just want to know, notice what he did. He asked the question to himself, am I doing all I can? He was standing there, no, I can at least look for some food. Let's not say, are you doing the best you can? Where he was at, the Bible says, was a desert place, so nothing was going to grow. Somebody had to bring some food. So he went asking some folk, y'all got any food? Come on, somebody.
All right, Pastor.
Let's not say, are you doing the best you can? Look at that same person said, where you're at.
Where
you at? Look at that same verse that said, with what you got.
With what you got.
And if you ain't, you need to get busy. Look, God partners with us. We got a part called the what?
Impossible.
I said, we got a part called the what?
Possible.
His part is called the what?
Impossible.
He ain't going to allow us, and we can't do his.
That's right.
So if you ain't doing the best you can, you get stuck. Was you here? He comes back with a report. He says, there's a boy here. I'm about to get to my text. There's a boy here, and he has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. That sounds like, well, we know what a loaf of bread is. This is not that kind of long loaf of bread. This is a small biscuit. This is a boy's lunch. And these fish aren't flounders. These are sardines. Everybody know what a sardine looks like?
Yeah.
Two small fish. There's 5 little bitty biscuits and 2 little bitty fish. Somebody say a spiritual response.
Spiritual response.
So they went and found this boy. Now what you must need to know is this. Let's use our brain. This is a small boy. You know he had 4 or 5 biscuits. He didn't need some of them. Come on, you got to use your spiritual intellect. A and your sanctified imagination. Come on, somebody. You know he had more than five fish. He only had five fishes left. He started out with more than just two fish. Come on, somebody. By the time he got to him, that's all he had left. Somebody say five fishes. And two sardines. So he brings back the thought, there's a void here. What you don't understand, something went on behind the scenes. First of all, imagine him going, 5,000 men, not counting women and children. There are over 10 or 12,000 people there, y'all. Don't you know that there was more than one boy who had lunch? Parents can't be that negligent. Somebody else packed the lunch. You know the difference in that boy and the other boy? It's because he was willing not to share, he was willing to give it all. Did you hear me? He must have had some good parents. I just want to stop right here. Y'all bring folks right there, stand up. This is you, son. I want to personally thank you for sticking in this choir.
Amen.
Support that you ought to have. I know other folks have quit, but you keep on doing what you're doing. Yeah. If you want to honor some people, honor some people to stay in the kitchen when it's hot. What am I saying? There are other children there that had food that would not share. There are other children there that parents didn't teach them to give. He comes up to the boy.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say, can you share your lunch? I need your lunch.
All
right. He could have said nothing. Am I right about it?
Amen.
He could have refused. If he would have had the heart of some adults in here, he would have had a fleshly response. He would have looked at the people and looked at his mother and said, no, thank you. But what he did, he didn't share him with his lunch, he gave it all.
Amen.
Okay, you want your mother to give it all. God cannot multiply it until you give it away.
Amen.
Come on, man. That ain't the shout. We can somebody say, where the shout at? That ain't the shout. The shout ain't even him giving. He gave everything. He didn't have nothing left. He gave it all. When you come to worship, do you give your whole or your half? That's why I say, you ain't tired yet. You ain't worshiped God. No. Some of us come here on reserve. Some of us come here on fumes. That's why I say, you ain't gonna beat the pastor. You ain't gonna beat me giving. You ain't gonna beat me shouting. You ain't gonna beat me praising. You ain't gonna beat me running. Why? Because I'm gonna get him out of bed. That lady with that alabaster box thing, then take the top off and pour some oil. She broke. She broke it. She broke her bed. Why? Because you won't aim it and take nothing home. You got to leave it here all at church. The reason God can't feel y'all because you already fool. You ought to at least leave empty. Why? Because I live it all at church. I ain't got too much to give. I gave it all to the Lord. I wish I had a church in here. Lord have mercy. I ain't ready to shout. Let's get to the shout. The Bible says he evidently, it's not in the text. The boy's name is not mentioned. Why? Because God uses insignificant folk. What's somebody say? You can be used by God. Look at somebody, you can be used by God. Some of us feel that we are so insignificant that we can never ever make a difference. The problem is too big. They won't listen to me. This shows us that God can take the insignificance of a boy and solve a momentous problem. This one boy's lunch was the solution to over 12,000 problems. Lord, have mercy. I wish I could say this. Can I bring home a little bit? Lord, have mercy. It wasn't, a rooster.
supposed to remain to Lester Peter until he returns. Oh, you missed that. No. It didn't make it much of a difference to Peter until the rooster started preaching. How did the rooster preach? I'm so glad you asked. Because the Lord had already said, before the cock crows, how many times?
Three times.
You will have denied me. When that rooster went, how could you do it?
Take it up!
if we ain't not good because we ain't giving much. You better give it all to me. Stop the revolving door. People come to church and join, but they won't stay. Oh, that pricked me in my spirit right there. You know they didn't want to hear what your pastor had to say. But I said it anyway. Listen, I said, you gotta say it anyway. Look, your thing ain't that they receive it. Your thing is that you say it. You know what I thought? I don't worry about the revolving door. I used to worry about numbers. I used to worry about how to count numbers. That's it. I used to count numbers. Don't get count for. I stopped counting for when people started to count.
All right, Captain.
I stopped counting for when folks started to count.
Yeah.
It don't take a whole lot to do a lot. God can take a little. Two small sardines and feed over 12,000 folks. I say we don't do a lot. But it'll never become a lot until you give it away. Look, I'm ready to go grandchild this morning. Before she went, you know, grandchildren are our joy, children are our joy.
Yes, they are.
She just about to walk, but she holding on to that ball. You know, Granddad, I'm trying to make her do some things that she's supposed to do. I say, Granddad. Oh, you see, already saying Granddad. But now I'm trying to get her to walk. So I told her, I said, honey, let the wall go. Give it to Jesus. Y'all were laughing at me, but I was serious. They ain't too young to start teaching. I said, give that wall to Jesus. That's why I said, give that wall to Jesus. I'm talking to some adult in here. You got a church that you're holding on to. God told me to tell you to let it go. You let it go. You can only go where the wall goes. Why? Because you're depending on the word.
Wow.
I said, you can only go where the wall goes. That's why she was doing this.
Bless God.
But if you don't speak over there, and it'll walk over there. I'm trying to help somebody.
Right.
She would just let the wall go. She might stumble, she might fall, but after a while, she'll find out that I can go over here.
Yeah.
I can go over there. All right, because there's liberty in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, let it go. Let that child go. You holding on to him. Let him go.
Man,
Lord have mercy. They're going to be all right. You can't take care of them. God can. I said, it's time to let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. That's when a little becomes a lot. In the hands of Christ Jesus. Somebody say, in his hands. God knows that in our own sufficiency, we don't have enough. We'll never be enough. Has anybody here ever seen God? You know what? I used to read this verse. But now I can quote this verse. You know, you know I'm not quoting. You know, there's a difference between reading and quoting. We got people who read scripture, and we got people who quote scripture. Quoting ain't got nothing to do with learning. Quoting got to do with living. You know, some of my best stuff was right here at the end. Somebody missed that. There's a difference in quoting and reading. You know, you ought to become a quoter of the scripture. You know, I used to be able to read the scripture, but now I can quote it. I've been young, and now I'm old.
Yeah.
But I've never seen
righteousness
or any of his seed.
Never.
Yeah, you agree. That verse became different when I began to live. I looked at myself, you got to live the scripture.
Yeah.
You can't live scriptures until they become a part of you, you become a part of them. You can't live the scriptures without relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to extend the Christian invitation right here. You know that we got people that want to feel the Spirit. We got people who, since they can't feel the Spirit, don't think they can hold that. That's because they let themselves go. Their pride is so strong in their life. You know, when you become secure in who you are, more importantly, in whose you are, you stop worrying about who talking about you. You stop worrying about what they think of you. I came to the conclusion nobody got heaven or hell to put me in the butt of. CEO walks down here. I'm pleasing God. I'm setting man upstairs because he ain't a man. That he should lie. I said, I'm pleasing God. If I please him, all these other peons, I said, just like that, will fall in place. When I do the best I can, where I'm at, it might not be good, it may not be fun. But I believe my change is going to come when I'm doing it with what I have to do. God will bless. Hit that hand up for a prayer.